T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, were you off the side of the road in the woods just a little while ago?
About an hour ago, yeah.
Because you smell very skunky this morning.
I was like, where is he going with that?
Jerry, every news channel in Detroit was out there on Friday, and this Popeye's chicken sandwich giveaway at the greenhouse in Walled Lake was a huge success.
It was out of control. I couldn't believe it. Channel 7 sent the chopper.
Are you kidding? You had a chopper overhead?
Channel 7 sent the chopper, and some people thought it was a drug raid.
So starting at 5 o'clock, you were giving away 200 of those Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Was it one per person?
Yeah, it was one per person. What I did, you know, I could only get 200 because I had to bribe a manager of a Popeye's chicken.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. They were chasing me out of Popeye's going, what about some samples for us? Like some of the workers. So I have to actually go back to Popeye's.
But Jerry, they are calling you the Willy Wonka of weed because in those chicken sandwiches, in the wrappers, you put golden tickets.
Right, for $100 worth of free cannabis products. You didn't have to make a purchase or be a medical marijuana patient to get the golden ticket because we're going to be wrecked here hopefully December 1st or shortly thereafter. So anybody 21 and over can come into the greenhouse in Walled Lake and purchase their cannabis legally.
Jerry, I've got an idea for you next year.
All right, let's do it.
You get 200 KFC buckets. And you rename one of the strains Colonel Kush.
You know what? Here's what we're going to do. We'll do that next year. And we're going to do it in your honor. We're going to do it. We'll do a live broadcast.
No, you know what we could do?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Can't we get a Chuck, Rachel, and Grunwald strain that, you know, like our show, almost puts you to sleep and relaxes you?
No, you want one that's going to fire you up. You want like a 31% THC.
Actually, that's what 98.7 The Breeze is for.
But Jerry,
it better be top shelf, whatever it is.
Honestly, if I know you, you're already planning your next event.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what to do for Christmas. I was just going to do like an advent calendar or something like that.
A different bud behind every door.
Well, think about it. Stocking stuffers. Now that, you know, marijuana is going to be recreationally legal to sell December 1st, you can get grandma some gummies, man.
She can gum the gummies.
You know what we should do? Remember back in the day when people would drink alcohol on the air to see how much you had to drink?
Going with this.
Why don't we do Grunwald and have him do cannabis and see how much work he can do producing? And
you know, as a police officer, it would be a great service you'd be providing.
You know, I don't know if Chief Ellsworth would like that too much.
Jerry, thank you so much for the time this morning.
No problem, guys.
And we'll keep in touch with you. We want to see what you're going to do for Christmas.
If you have any ideas with cannabis, you call me. We'll do it.
We'll do it. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.